It was not a big surprise when Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal suspended his campaign for president. He was the first Indian American to run for that office and a rising star in the Republican Party. And there was a time when Jindal's political aspirations were a point of pride in the Indian American community. But as NPR's Asma Khalid reports, that quickly fizzled.
Sanjay Puri remembers meeting a young Bobby Jindal at an Indian American social event more than a decade ago. He was instantly impressed.
He was a whiz kid, very high intellect, and he's exceptionally bright.
Puri runs the U.S.-India Political Action Committee, which helped Jindal when he first ran for Congress.
It was a great moment of pride. And so we did fundraisers, but we also started connecting him with the rest of the community around the country.
Indian physicians, businessmen, and motel owners, Republicans and Democrats alike, wrote him checks, and he won that race. Jindal went on to become the first Indian American governor in the country. But quickly, the golden sun became the black sheep. When Jindal announced he was running for president this summer, he said this.
And I am done with all this talk about hyphenated Americans. We are not Indian Americans.
That moment disappointed a lot of Indian Americans, like Varsha Sharma.
He had so much potential, but the route that he chose to go with was, I don't believe in hyphenated Americans. You know, I don't believe in this hybrid immigrant story existence.
Sharma, like Jindal, grew up with Indian immigrant parents in Louisiana. And while she does not think Jindal has to wear his Indianness on his sleeve, she says he should have at least acknowledged it. Instead, she says Jindal has deliberately downplayed the discrimination that immigrants like her family face.
He has decided not just to, like, stay silent on these issues, but to go in the opposite direction and say, almost say that there aren't issues, like it's not a problem.
Her feelings are not unusual in the Indian American community. Karthik Ramakrishnan is a public policy professor at UC Riverside. He recently surveyed a group of Indian Americans and found that Bobby Jindal had among the lowest approval rating of all Republican candidates.
They felt that he was inauthentic, that he was trying to run away from his identity, and that he was embarrassed about being Indian.
Bobby Jindal's identity politics may have offended a lot of Indians, but his conservative policies were completely out of sync with the way most of them vote. Again, Sanjay Puri.
Bobby is very, very, very conservative, and over time he has just gotten more and more conservative. Indian American community is not. They're a fiscally conservative, socially liberal community.
But in the end, it wasn't Bobby Jindal's identity politics that tanked his campaign. Jindal struggled to raise money, failed to gain traction in debates, and never quite stood out in a Republican field dominated by outsiders. Asma Khalid, NPR News.